Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
We have all seen it referenced in media. A city made up entirely of shiny, expensive gold and jewels. But it's just a myth, right? If it is just a myth, where did it come from? And why do we still hear tales about the city of gold? Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. The city of gold, or El Dorado, was first mentioned in the early 16th century. It's supposedly located in South America, overflowing with gold and jewels. Conquistadors from all over the world, back in Christopher Columbus times, tried and failed to locate the city rumored to be rich. But as historians uncover more about South America's past, we're realizing that the city of gold wasn't really a city at all. El Dorado was actually a who rather than a where.
Say what?
I thought that was interesting when I was researching this, which, fun fact, there's not actually a whole lot about the city of gold out there, so researching it is difficult. But yeah, it's actually more of a person and not a city.
Disappointing.
Oh, this might actually be a little bit more of a history lesson than a myth.
Okay, I'm out.
Shut your face. It's still an interesting episode, Matthew.
This is definitely having dream vibes over again.
No, this one is actually put together. The dream episode was not. The dream episode was just ramblings of a crazy person. The crazy person was me.
Well, I think, like, do you remember that cartoon?
The Road to El Dorado.
Is that what it's called? I was trying to sit here thinking of that, what the actual name of it was.
Yes.
That's all I can think about when you said El Dorado.
Trust me, I did a lot of thinking about that movie.
So, anyways, carry on.
It turns out the Muisca people of what is now Colombia, South America, had a ritual every time they got a new chief. And the story of that ritual, passed from person to person over time, got twisted into the story we now know as the City of Gold. Every time a new chief was appointed, he would be coated in gold dust, then dive into a lake, washing it off. Once the story started taking hold, people began to believe this tribe must have had so many riches in order to coat someone in gold and then just wash it off. But then, the story seemed to warp and grow into what it is today.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I totally wasn't paying attention because I just kept thinking about the Road to El Dorado.
Matthew!
So my ADHD, I get hyper-focused on one thing. And now I'm trying to remember the plot of that movie and what actually happens. Because I think I'm getting two movies mixed together. Because the other movie I'm thinking of is the Atlantis movie.
Yeah, you're getting two very different movies confused over there, buddy. It had two guys, a blonde guy and a dark-haired guy.
That could be Atlantis.
No, because Atlantis just had the one super nerdy dude and their team of people.
Yeah, it had the big, like, brawny guy who was, like, the dad figure almost. Had the girl.
I mean, yeah, it was completely different.
Not completely. And then I was also thinking about The Emperor's New Groove.
Also a very good movie, but not what we're talking about here.
What were you talking about?
It's a person and not a city.
That's why I wasn't listening. This is boring.
It's not that boring. It's not. every time they got a new chief, their like ritual would be to like welcome the new chief. They would coat him completely in gold dust, and then he would dive into the lake and wash it all off. So people would see that and they'd be like, holy cow, these people must be so rich. They can just coat people in gold and then just wash it off. These people are rich as crap.
Yeah, that doesn't, I don't know, that seems stupid.
And over time, that story got turned into, these people have so much gold, their whole city must be made of it. And then that got turned into, this is a whole city made of gold.
If that's truly what happened, that is severely disappointing.
Maybe. Maybe. We will maybe see about it. I don't know entirely. But more or less, that's what historians have decided what's happened, because that is their ritual of like when new people were anointed to chief and things like that.
You mean you're not going to end this episode by saying where the city of gold is?
Unfortunately, no. We would be a lot richer if I did.
Yeah.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
However, there are still some historical documents, like books from the 1600s, that describe in detail a city made completely of gold, located deep in the Amazon rainforest. And there are still historians that believe it may exist. Even now, teams are exploring areas around Machu Picchu by foot, believing that they will discover what we have lost complete track of over all these years, and technology cannot find by itself, a city made entirely of gold. The idea itself is something we've held on to as a society for quite some time. It's been made into quite a few movies, and most notably, The Road to El Dorado and National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. Countless music artists have turned it into songs or albums, and it's been made into several video games as well. The idea of finding a lost city, let alone a city made entirely of gold and jewels, sparks intrigue among the masses.
All I was thinking the whole time is about The Road to El Dorado.
You're just going to have to watch the movie.
I am, because now that's all I can think about.
You're just stuck on it.
I am.
You're just really stuck on it. But to be fair, there are still some books back in the 1600s that still describe a city made of gold. So it still is plausible that there really is a city made of gold somewhere that even now we cannot find deep in the Amazon rainforest. And the Amazon is one of those places that we still have not completely uncovered.
This is one of the thoughts that it was in Florida.
I didn't read any theories about it being in Florida. Most of my theories are that it's located somewhere in South America.
See, because I thought that the City of Gold was originally thought to be in Florida, because it was one of the Spanish sailors said that he found the City of Gold. And then when they came back, they couldn't find the city again.
I think you're still thinking of movies.
Maybe.
I really think that you might be. It's believed to be in South America, and there are still people out there, and they believe that they have to find it more or less by foot. There are different like radars and stuff they can try and use, but they don't believe that because of especially the rainforest and the roots and everything else, that it's going to be able to be found unless they're actually there looking at it like eye level.
Makes sense. Now I'm just trying to think of where I heard that from.
I don't know either. I was looking at other episodes to do, and there are a bunch of different treasures that have been lost over the years, and there's a few different treasures that were lost. Not necessarily cities of gold, but treasures that were lost around the area. So you might be thinking of a treasure and not necessarily a city.
No, I swear it was the City of Gold. Or maybe, no, hold on. Never mind. It was the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, that would be a good episode too.
Yeah. Seems disappointing to me. mostly because now I want to watch the Road to El Dorado.
It's a really good movie. And obviously, at this point, if we've made it into at least two really big movies, and artists are still continuing to use it as album names and song names, song titles, people are still using it in poetry, people are still using it for themes in video games, we're obviously still obsessed with finding it and the idea of finding a lost city of gold.
You know what I would rather have? City of Silver. I like silver a lot better than I like gold.
Yeah, but I think gold's more expensive. I think silver's prettier, but gold's more expensive. Either or is fine.
I just don't like gold.
Fair.
I don't like the yellow color. I actually like bronze more than I like gold.
It's got a nice patina to it.
But if I had to choose, I would choose silver.
Good to know. Do you believe in the city of gold? A city made entirely of golden statues and jewels, sparkling even on the most dull of days? Is it a who or is it a where? Tell us your thoughts. Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.